Okay, I know this is like the millionth update post I have done at this point, I think. Either way, I've done too many and I deleted like all of them. But basically, I do want to give an update as to, what happened, why is everything gone again? Like, what's going on? Because, well, you guys followed me for a reason, and I feel guilty for just kind of vanishing. And I also feel like I accidentally hurt a lot of people in the process because I have issues. But basically, okay, let's scrub all the way back to when I first started vanishing. Oh, when I first vanished, rather. So basically, what happened is creators that I personally really looked up to and whose content I did occasionally enjoy turned out to be scumbags. And I got very worked up about it. I did my best to defend those who were hurt and those who weren't listened to. And I got incredibly overwhelmed and I decided I'm gonna take a step back. And I disabled my Twitter and I poofed. And then I also impulsively, because I got incredibly overwhelmed, like I said, decided, fuck this. I've grown uncomfortable with some of the attention I've been getting, especially from men, considering that I don't like men that way. So I'm just going to delete everything that caters to men because, again, I am just not comfortable with it anymore. And especially, this person has apologized to me and they've been really, really nice. But I got one comment saying, like, oh, is like the lesbian thing on your profile just to ward off creepy men, or are you actually gay? And that rubbed me really, really wrong because it has taken, like, if you listen to my Q&As when they were still up, I've talked about this at least twice. It has taken a really long time for me to come to terms with that I'm actually a lesbian, not bisexual or pansexual or any sort of variation that includes liking men. And to have that questioned immediately because of the content I made doesn't sit right with me. And I think I also mentioned this at one point, I'm not entirely sure, but there are also plenty of people who are gay who work in the porn industry but create content that is not in line with their sexuality. I follow a lesbian porn actress on TikTok and on Twitter who makes no secret of the fact that she is as lesbian as they come, but in her career, in her works, she does a lot of scenes with men. For her, it's nothing like it's just a job, or it's like just something you do. And for me, the whole voice acting gig was similar. Like, I did it just because I thought it was fun, not because I got something out of it. But yeah, it was all a bit too much. And when I'm in the specific state of mind that I was in at the time, I don't think too rational. I do and then think, which is not great. I'm working on that with my therapist. Basically, I just deleted everything and I was firmly of the mind I'm not coming back for a long time. I think it lasted a month. Then I reactivated my Twitter. I don't think anyone even noticed that I was gone, which will say bruised my ego. But honestly, I kind of deserve it. And I had the idea of like, I'm just gonna make content for women. And then my life kind of got really fucking busy because I moved. I finally moved out and I have my own apartment currently. And then work got incredibly busy, so I literally had no fucking time. And then I actually burned out, or like, I was very close to actually having a burnout. And I had to go to my doctor twice. I had a very frank and honest conversation with him, and he did acknowledge, like, yeah, you are headed towards a burnout. Here's 2 weeks rest. Just take care of yourself. Go to your therapist, and don't do anything that causes you stress, basically. So yeah, it's just unfortunately, like, I do still want to make content, and everything. And I know that I also deleted my post asking, should I do a low-key thing, which I still want to do. But unfortunately, like, life fucking happened. That's TLDR or TLDL, too long didn't listen. I basically almost burnt myself out because of work and everything that was going on. I simply just have not had the time to do what I want to do. But I promise you, deeply, truly, madly, I don't, that's the thing that I've been saying lately. I don't know where it came from. That I'm going to make a return. I'm thinking on setting some time aside tomorrow to do a little audio. I've had people ask me to do a sort of like audio similar to my bar one, which was really, really fun to do. So I kind of want to, you know, revive that. Also, pardon for the church bells outside. I literally live down the street from a church. But anyway, I do really want to make a return. Just I'm trying to figure out the logistics. My work has calmed down significantly. I feel a lot better. I've been taking care of myself and my mental health, and I feel like I'm on top of my game currently. So within a couple weeks at most, expect another audio from me. But yeah, thanks for listening, and thank you for sticking around. I was genuinely surprised when I logged back into this account and saw that I still had like 400 something followers. I was genuinely thinking like, like everyone and their mother is going to have unfollowed me or like forgotten about me. But seeing that that number is still as high as it is kind of makes me happy, because it makes me feel like there are still people out there that care about my shenanigans and my content. Anyway, sign off. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. And I will be back as soon as I can be. Still got to figure out a sort of sound booth situation, but we'll get to that.